Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's entertainment report. Here is Christina Stoffo.
All right, Ed. So the Mayweather and Pacquiao fight happened, and Mayweather won, obviously, and was paid something ridiculous, like $120 million for the fight. And Pacquiao won about $80 million for losing the fight. It's crazy, right? Well, with big money comes big problems. Mayweather's being sued by his baby mama. She filed a lawsuit claiming he ruined her life because of lies he told to cover his own rear end. Josie Harris has three kids with Mayweather, and she claims that he lied about her during an interview with Katie Couric, saying she was on drugs when he had to hold her down during that 2010 domestic violence situation. Now, if she wins this case, she's going to be $20 million richer. And Pacquiao and his fight promoters are also being sued. They're getting hit with a class action suit by fans, pay-per-view buyers, and people who put money on the fight. They are enraged, especially the gamblers who claim they lost a ton of money because Pacquiao didn't tell anyone about his shoulder injury. Now, the plaintiffs are suing for consumer fraud and are demanding at least a $5 million payout. Britney Spears made an appearance on the Ellen DeGeneres show, very elegantly sporting a black cast boot since she rolled her ankle at one of her shows and fell on stage recently. Now, she talked about how embarrassing it was, but that the show must go on, and she also announced that her residency at Planet Hollywood in Vegas will be extended by 3 months, and she also confirmed that she'll be changing the show to make it more fresh and interesting. Spears was feeling generous that day and gave everyone in Ellen's audience tickets to her show. And in some nerd news, Ed, haven't given you some of this in a while, the numbers are out and Avengers Age of Ultron killed the box office, making $191 million. That's $191.3 to be specific, $1 million in its opening weekend. This is the second biggest in box office history. In this week's entertainment update, I'm Christina Stoffo. Ed, back to you.
Thanks, Christina. And as always, Christina will be back next week. Spring is in the air. Every single tree and flower and bush is bloomed at the same time. What does that mean? It means it looks beautiful out there. It means there's 19 pounds of pollen in the back of your throat and your eyes are running like crazy. But doesn't matter. It's still spring. It's warm. The birds are singing. So you want to get away. You're going to sneak away from work for a few days. You're going to take the kids out of school for a few days because you just have to enjoy the lovely spring weather. Well, did you know there are 7 American destinations that will help you take advantage of what we call this beautiful springtime weather? Well, the first one is Charleston, South Carolina. Visitors flock to Charleston year-round to soak in its quaint old world feel, but the city exudes a special kind of charm during the spring season. This is according to U.S. News and World Report. The coastal town offers an eclectic collection of restaurants and museums against stunning backdrops of Spanish moss and stately Georgian architecture. While you're here, lounge in the sun on the city's beaches and stop at the famed Charleston City Market, where you can pick up anything from produce to souvenirs. An orange and a snow globe, and your day is complete. The next one, this is a pretty obvious one, Orlando, Florida. Avoid the staggering crowds and unbearable humidity of summer theme park season by opting for a springtime jaunt to Florida. Lines for attractions at Orlando's Universal Studios and Disney World Resorts will be relatively short prior to the start of summer. Temperatures hover around the 70s and 80s throughout the spring, perfect for poolside lounging and roller coaster hopping alike. We tried to beat the heat last year. We went last week of June. Ooh. We went to Disney World on a Saturday. We were in the Magic Kingdom. The heat index was 106 degrees. Here's a little hint. When you go to the Magic Kingdom and you are searching for an oasis, something that's air conditioned, that's inside, that you can stay in there for more than just 2 or 3 minutes, like Peter Pan's flight, go to the Tiki Room. You ever go in the tiki room? You know what I mean? All right, I know it's a little dated and it's got this, you know, 1971 feel to it, but it doesn't matter. It's air conditioned and it's, you can sit and the show lasts, I think, what is it, like 17, 18 minutes? And then you'll have the spring in your, get it, spring in your step once again when you get back out into the heat. They also sell these incredible frozen lemonades. We were going through those things like they were water, and they were $6 a piece, but it doesn't matter. We were going crazy because when it's 106 degrees, you do what you got to do to get by. Let's see, back to the story. As an added perk, Mouse Savers notes that timing your vacation around May will make for a particularly affordable trip. Disney World is known to offer lower rates at park resorts and restaurants in the early to mid-spring season. And one really good thing about Disney World, when you do stay there on property, you're in their system and you will get discounts being offered to you left and right. So when you do want to return, you can take advantage of some of these discounts. The next one, Portland, Oregon. Hello there, Portland. A springtime visit to Portland will quickly illustrate how this destination earned its Rose City nickname. Portland has a relatively mild climate all year, but Travel and Leisure notes that a springtime visit will give tourists the best taste of its natural wonders. With the arrival of warmer weather in April and May comes a showy display of the city's rhododendrons, azaleas, cherry trees, and roses as they reach peak bloom. If you're visiting from mid-May to mid-June, don't miss out on the amazing Portland Rose Festival, highlighting the best of the season's flora. But to be on the safe side, pack your rain gear. A city can't get as green as Portland without a few showers here and there. These are great destinations to visit in spring here across our 50 nifty U.S. The next one, Yosemite National Park in California. For all admirers of the great outdoors, springtime in Yosemite National Park is a must-do. This according to About Travel. Streams and waterfalls reach their peak flow levels after the winter thaw, while dogwood trees and other plants lend bursts of colors to the breathtaking scene. As with the other destinations mentioned here, a spring venture to Yosemite means thinner crowds, making the park all the more peaceful and magnificent to behold. The next one is where we are going with very late spring, beginning of summer. Our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Travel sites such as Departures and Travel and Leisure name Washington, D.C. as one of the most fabulous stops for springtime travelers. The city's famous cherry blossoms reach full bloom in the month of April, while the rest of the city springs to new life in the spring months as temperatures start to trend upward. With temperatures hovering in the 70s throughout the season, the city's walkability becomes all the more advantageous for visitors. Companies like D.C. by Foot and Walk of the Town can help you take advantage of the weather while giving you a taste of the city's most important cultural and historical sites. All right, some advice from me as I am actually planning a trip to Washington right now. Do not think you can take a car and park it anywhere in Washington. You can't just pull up to the Smithsonian, boom, jump on out, run inside, and take a look at Fonzie's jacket. Doesn't work that way. There is extremely limited parking in and around Washington, D.C. Parking garages are not everywhere like they are in New York City, like they are in other major cities. There's just the on-the-street parking, and when it goes, it's filled up for the day. What we're doing, and this is, and we've been told this is a really good idea, we are staying in the Maryland suburbs, and we are staying very close to a metro station. The metro is what they call the subway in Washington, the commuter rail lines that go from the city itself out to the surrounding suburbs. There's five or six different lines, and so we will literally be maybe a two-minute walk from our suburban hotel to our suburban train station, and then 20 minutes later, we'll be in, or right near the mall, in Washington. We'll be able to go to the Smithsonian and the Lincoln Memorial and the White House and everything else. And that's another thing. You can't just show up at the White House anymore and think you're going to take some public tour. It doesn't exist. It's not like going to Rockefeller Center in New York. I'm going to go on the NBC tour. No, it doesn't work that way. What you have to do now, and I didn't know this, and someone told me, so I'm now going through the process. You have to reach out to your congressman, not any congressman, and you have to go through the process of applying for a tour. Tours are given Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, but in this post-9/11 world, you have to go through a background check, and appropriately so. So I had to submit information on me, my wife, my son, and we're waiting to hear back if we've been selected. We are hoping to be able to go into the White House, but don't think you can just show up and go in. Those days are long gone. But when I did that and I reached out to my congressman, they sent us a PDF file, like maybe 30, 40 pages, everything in Washington. It's very, very helpful. Everything about the Smithsonian, everything about the museum that I want to go to, talks about how to get there on the metro and everything. And the other good thing about Washington, virtually everything is free. That's right. Your tax dollars pay for it. The next one, again, these are destinations to visit while spring is in full bloom. Montpelier, Vermont. Climbing springtime temperatures transform Vermont's once snowy peaks into lush blankets of forestry, ideal for hiking, camping, and other outdoor activities. State capital Montpelier is located a stone's throw away from premier mountain resorts like Stowe and Stratton, making it a great stopover spot for vacationers with a penchant for the great outdoors. The New England spring tends to hover in the 60 to 70 degree range, perfect weather for enjoying a long hike or a brisk evening around the campfire. USA Today notes that these prime weather conditions are complemented by some of the year's most affordable rates. And the final one, San Diego, California. I've never been there. I want to go to San Diego. I've been told the climate is perfect. See San Diego in full bloom this spring with a visit to the annual Coronado Flower Show, one of the largest of its kind on the West Coast. The city also makes for a great family destination, with hot spots like the San Diego Zoo offering an abundance of warm weather events and activities. Additionally, U.S. News and World Report urges visitors to make the most of San Diego's 70-mile stretch of Pacific coastline during their stay. So, whatever it is, if you could try to get away in the spring, it makes a world of difference. Wherever you go, enjoy yourself. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America
Weekend. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.